The Icons of Real Estate Podcast. Are you ready to learn the proven money-making secrets from top-producing icon agents? Ready to skyrocket your business? This podcast is for you. Tune in every week with your host, Tomasz Fonseca, and find out how to implement proven strategies to 10 times your business, from $3 million to $30 million in just 12 months. Brought to you by the Masters in Real Estate Marketing, Ardor SEO.
Hello and welcome back to the Icons of Real Estate Podcast. I am your host, Timothy Caetano, and today I have a special guest. He is all the way on a place that I would really like to be. I'm sure after this recording, he's probably going to, you know, get some cool and just chill under the sun. That's where you want to go, and that's where we all want to be when we're retiring, some of us. I know that's where you would want to be. But apart from being at one of the best places on earth, this man is an innovator. And he has definitely, I would say, yes, he has designed his own market. And that has actually taken the real estate industry by storm and turned it upside down. And you're wondering, who is this man? Who is joining me today? Ladies and gentlemen, I am joined by George. Welcome to the podcast. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you, Timothy. Glad to be here.
Oh, wow. I remember we had a chat and I got to know you. And over my mind, I was like, wow, you know, I think the world has to hear what you're doing because it is truly amazing. For people that don't know what I'm talking about right now, would you at least do us the honor introducing yourself and telling us your real estate story? How did you get started with the real estate and how did you get to where you are right now?
I go back a little bit. I was born originally in Germany. So I had when I was young, I had an interest in music, and I went to Los Angeles to attend a music school, and I graduated and worked as a professional musician in Los Angeles. I had a great time. I was living my dream, and I got to work with some of the incredible musicians that I looked up to, that I looked up at as idols 10 years earlier when I grew up in Germany. And so I was living my dream, but then I realized that some of those musicians are incredibly skilled and talented, but they didn't necessarily have their life together. Mm-hmm. They were living the ups and downs, and they had some fame and fortune, and then they went through bankruptcy and divorce, and they had chemical dependencies and drug addictions. And I thought there must be more to music, and I got to figure out how to design my life a little bit. I realized I did not want to be like them. Yeah. And that was a shocker. And there was one pivotal moment where when I was going to music school in Hollywood, I remember there was still a big culture shock. I had to learn the English language and I was brand new to America and it was tough. And I remember I would walk by some homeless people on the sidewalk. And then on another day, I would see a white Mercedes drive by and I look who's in there. And it was Lionel Richie. And I realized, okay, I have choices in life. I'm either going to end up like the homeless guy on the street, or I'm going to have to get my act together and design my future and design my life. Anyhow, that's the background. I decided that there's more to music. I got burned out with music and I got interested in investing. So I would go all my free time. I didn't have much money back then. I would go to the library and I went through the sections of investing. So I would learn about mutual funds and financial markets. And then I got to the section about real estate investing. And that was exciting because there was a concept of leverage. Mm-hmm. Use only a portion of my money and build wealth. And I read all the books that I could find, and I started going to real estate seminars. And at one seminar, there was a guy sitting behind me in the audience. And the speaker, he was great. But what happened was the speaker said, let's take a pee break, a 5-minute break. Everybody comes back. I didn't have to go pee. So I was sitting in my chair, and the guy behind me was talking about with somebody else. He was talking about how he owned 12 rental properties. I go like, this guy, I got to figure out how he did it. So I turned around and I introduced myself. I said, sorry for me eavesdropping here. I'm always intrigued by successful people such as yourself. May I buy you lunch and pick your brain for 1 hour? And he looked at me. I was dressed in a t-shirt and shorts, and he thought I'm probably not serious, but he agreed. I bought him lunch, and he became a mentor for me. And with his help, and his help was just basically him telling me, yeah, go for it. Yeah, I would look at deals, and he would say, yeah, go for it. It was just encouragement in that regard. He didn't finance me or anything. He was just giving me support in the sense that he gave me encouragement. So in the first 12 months, I bought 12 rental houses on the mainland. And when I bought the first one, I recognized it works. I got positive cash flow. And then I figured out, okay, how quickly can I scale from there? So I was hooked. So I became an investor in 1991. And there was a pivotal moment about 3 years later. I turned into a workaholic. I've always been a workaholic. I enjoy what I do, and I do what I enjoy. Both is important. Otherwise, things don't work out that well. So I enjoyed working. And at that time, I was working 3 jobs to save up money and living on a shoestring budget, and to get another down payment together to buy another rental house. So there were my mentor, the guy that turned me on, the guy that was sitting behind me at the seminar, he told me one day, George, with all the energy you have, you should really get your real estate license. You could do phenomenal. And a realtor that I worked with on the mainland that helped me buy those rental properties, the same day or maybe the next day, she told me the same thing. And I go, ding, ding, I got to pay attention. I hear the same message twice. So I decided I got to get my real estate license. And within a month, I took a crash course, the fastest way to get the license. And I started with what was back then the largest real estate company in Hawaii. I figured if I can help myself with my real estate needs, with my desire to invest in real estate, I can certainly help others. And it worked out well. Mm-hmm. That's how I got started. So that was many years ago. So I got my license in 1995, and I worked at back then the largest real estate firm in the state of Hawaii. And then a few years later, there was another company that merged with 2 other companies. So then they became the largest company, and I switched over to them back in 2000 and worked for them for 13 years. So I ended up working for the 2 biggest companies and learned how they boil their eggs and how they market and do their thing. So back in 2023, then I started with my colleague, with an associate, I started my own company. It's technically not my own company. It's my associate and I, we work together. And it's a small company, but we kick ass. Excuse my language.
Yeah, it is.
So we have 10 agents, and that's how I got started. I guess you want to know what we do now or how we set ourselves.
Definitely. Tell us more. I mean, well, you started a company, you have 10 agents. Like you said, you guys are setting the pace. How and what are you guys doing right now?
Yeah, so my associate, he had a business background that I didn't quite have. I had extensive real estate experience, which he didn't have. And he approached me and he said, I want to start a real estate company and I want you to be the principal broker and let's do this together. And I was like caught by surprise. I was happy where I was at the big firm. They seemed to like me and they rolled out the red carpet. And so no complaints. But this gentleman, his name is Christian. I work with him. We work very well together. I could tell he was going to be successful with me or without me. And his approach was, he said, you know, all the real estate companies in Hawaii, they don't really have a real good website. And the internet is the future and he can do better. And with his previous business endeavors, I could tell he could do better than some of the other companies. So together we built a website that works very well. It's called HawaiiLiving.com. He created the skeleton, the functionality, the interlinking, and how it positions on the web and so on. And he told me, okay, you got to do all the writing. So I ended up sitting on my chair, writing about neighborhoods, writing, and then we started a blog. I maintain the blog and write articles on there. And what I discovered there was that the industry really had changed. Back when I got started, we had MLS books. They looked like phone books, and they would come, they would print, there would be this stake, where's the camera? So yeah, 3 inches stake or something. And they would have all the listings. Now, nowadays you have the internet, so anybody can look up any listing. We don't need to cut trees and print MLS books. So people start their search on the internet. And we came, we built the website, the first dynamic design website in Hawaii, and we got a lot of traffic through it. So it worked out well. And I recognize something else. When I assist clients with real estate, the same questions come up. How to do it, tax consequences, 1031 exchanges, how to invest, what to expect as far as rental income, and so on. So I would write articles when I realized, okay, 3, 4, 5, 10 different clients ask me those questions. I need to write an article. So I put out articles, and those articles caught more traffic. I remember one article So I bought investment properties myself. I wrote one article outlining week one, week two, week three, week four progress with pictures, how I selected the contractor, what toilet I picked and why, and where I got the light fixture and where I got the mattresses and so on. And that article generated 6 sales. I can link 6 sales directly back to that article. So I go, wow. Okay, it seems that there's a backdoor marketing that's available that a lot of realtors don't really take advantage of. Writing is hard, especially for a guy from Germany that couldn't speak English very well when I arrived here. But the more I wrote, the more I enjoyed doing it, and the more sales I made as a result of the writing, the more fun I had. So then I published a book. I realized, okay, maybe I should publish a book. There's only 2 other realtors or real estate related personalities here in Hawaii that published a book. I thought they can do it. I can do it too. So I did. Yeah. It's on Amazon. It's called Buying Paradise. It's and that generated more sales. So what I did here is I combined 2 skill sets. And at the crossroads, I reached a point where I realized, okay, there aren't that many. There's some very good realtors here in Hawaii. It's very competitive. Mm-hmm. And there's some that have high production, but there aren't that many that also writing and using that as a tool to generate business. So you got to figure out what is your skill set and capitalize on it.
Wow. That's amazing. So you telling me that from writing these articles, you generated sales. That is mind-blowing because, like you said, this is something that a lot of people are not doing. And I think that's something that we really need to talk more about because I think there's so much there that a lot of people don't realize. So from the point in time that you realize, hey, this is doing something, you know, what strategies have you implemented to maximize the amount of sales that you can get out of writing?
About what I know most about means I'm an investor. I bought a lot of properties. At one point in time, I had 35 rentals and I would fix them up and rent them out. I live in Hawaii. The ocean is right there, out there. If you can see it, maybe it's too bright.
Yeah.
In Hawaii is a resort location. So we got 10 million tourists coming here every year. And I bought properties that are legal short-term rental properties. And there's a big market for that. And not every realtor invests in real estate. I don't know why. I think there's some disconnect going on. Realtors think that, to me, I'm a more effective realtor that can assist my clients better if I do what I preach. So I buy rentals and I write about the process and what to expect and property management. I don't do property management, but what the options are and so on. And so I get every day, I get inquiries. People call me from all over the world. Hawaii real estate is a global commodity. So I'm a lucky guy. I'm living in paradise. I get calls from Canada, Australia, East Coast, West Coast, you name it. And they come through the website, or mostly through the website, and they say, I read your articles and I want to do what you did. I want to do exactly what you did. And can you help me? So I'm going to continue doing that because I enjoy it. I love what I do. I like investing, and I love to assist clients, investors that want to do something like that. I, as far as what realtors should do, I mean, if somebody should write a book or not, that's besides the point. There's many roads to New York City, and there's some successful realtors. They don't even have a driver's license. I don't know how they do it, but so you don't have to write a book to become successful as a realtor. That's besides the point. But maybe what I would suggest is, if you're a realtor, you are somewhat of an expert in the marketplace, and it behooves you to capitalize on that expertise by investing in real estate yourself. I think that's more important than writing a book. And you learn incredible things about investing yourself that you can then communicate to your clientele, and they can benefit from.
I love that. You know, to me, you are the man who practiced what he preached, and the world followed and the world listened. And that's how your business grew even larger. And that's amazing because, like you said, you, like, real estate agents are professionals in the industry, and it would only make sense to document your success, to write about what you've been doing and what you're advising clients to do. That's the best way to get more agents, to get more clients. Well, what tips do you have for real estate agents? I mean, they're like, hey, George, I'm not good at writing, but I know that I have the work ethic. I can really put in the work. What do I need to do to be a top producing agent in today's market?
Oh, great question. I got a couple of tips. Number one, I think if you're brand new in the business, commit to 1 year. It's a tough business when you get started because everything's brand new. And selling real estate is a bit of it's like being a juggler. And I'll paint a picture here. If you, I'm sure you've seen in a circus, you've seen a juggler spinning a plate on a stick, and a good juggler can, you know, spin 10 or 20 plates on 10, 20 different sticks and be very efficient at it. And if one plate slows down, it just gives a little spin and they all are spinning. And when you get, and selling real estate is, you got to service a client and you got to get them from the moment from finding the right property into escrow and then closing the deal. And it's a process that requires effort in making sure the deal doesn't fall through, that it actually closes. So it's like spinning a plate on a stick. And when you first get started, you don't know how to do it efficiently. And you just barely can keep one plate on the stick and hope that escrow is not falling out. You get the picture. The longer you do it, the better you get. And then you can have 10 transactions running parallel and close them all. And with just minimal effort, you contact the client and say, this is what's next and this is what's required. So commit to doing real estate for at least 1 year. And that's tough. If you come from a job that paid a regular paycheck once a month, or I guess once every 2 weeks, or how does it work? I guess once every 2 weeks, then it's tough to get in a business that's commission-based, where when you get started, maybe you don't get a paycheck for 3 months. And so what happens is panic sets in, and some new agents, they say, I can't handle it. I haven't made a paycheck in 3 months. I got to get back to my old job. So you got to have a little bit of savings to endure the tough times when you're just trying to get one client and spin that one plate on the stakes. Get through the first 1 year, because I guarantee you, and this is the key, I guarantee you the second year is going to be a lot easier. And I see too many agents when they get started, they quit after 6 months and they never discovered what their potential is in sales. Another tip, find somebody. Okay, if you get started in a real estate company, look around. Who is the top producer, or who are the top producers? Pick the top 3-4 guys and watch what they do. watch what they do, and ask them questions and say, I've been watching you. I am inspired by what you do and how you do it. Can I help you in any way? Can I sit your open house? May I sit your open houses? And is there anything I can do for you? And emulate what their strengths are. If you see three or four different guys in your office or in your industry, the top guys, they all have a different style and a different approach. And you take the best of each of them to incorporate it into your style and how you approach clients and how you market, how you build your business. So that's another tip. A lot of it is mindset, how you approach things. So there's a good book, The New Psychology of Success by Carol Dweck. And it's about having a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. There was a time I was the victim of my own negative thoughts of how I'm limited. When I first got started, I thought I had three handicaps. And those, I'll share with you how silly of me. So number one, I have an accent. I have an accent. Yeah. Okay, I'm here in Hawaii. I have an accent. I sound like a foreigner. I don't sound like a local guy. And I don't look like a local guy. So that's one handicap. Number two, I never went to Punahou High School, one of the best private schools here. So I don't have any buddies or any clientele. When I moved here, I didn't know anybody, zero people. There was no address book where I could look up, oh yeah, my high school buddies, the guys I graduated with, let me call them and tell them I have a real estate license. I'm here to help. So I had zero clientele. I had to start from zero. I had an accent and I sound like a foreigner, and I had a strange name. My last name is Krishke. Krishke, that sounds, I don't know, foreign, like from a different planet. So there was one moment, there was one top realtor, and he also had a tough name. And I realized that he didn't go to Punahou either. And I thought, damn it, this guy is selling three times as much as I do. And he has a funky name, and he didn't have an accent, but he had a funky name, and he didn't go to Punahou. So he started from zero, and he started a couple of years before me. So I thought, if he can do it, I can do it too. Yeah. So it's this growth mindset that, look, it doesn't matter what my name is, my last name, or how funky it is, or what my accent is, or if he can do it, I can do it too. And that's the approach you got to take. Look at the top guys in your industry, and if they can do it, you can do it too. It's like there was in 1954. Let me see if I get this right. There was a guy, Roger Bannister. You probably heard about that story. Let's see if I remember it. So it was the common belief that it is impossible for anybody to run a mile in 4 minutes or less. It was impossible. Doctors thought, okay, or trainers thought, if you run that fast, your heart is going to explode. It's humanly impossible. Until Roger Bannister came along and he said, maybe there's a way to do it. So he broke it down. He figured out, okay, let me run the track. And if I can run the first, a mile is 1,600 meters. So if I can run the first loop in 1 minute, how can I build up my endurance? And then in 1954, he was the first guy to run under 4 minutes. And then it was like, it's doable. And then it took only, I don't know, 2 weeks or a month or so. Then two, three other guys were able to do it. It's the mindset. If one guy can do it, you can do it too. I'll give you another tip. This is for to write it on your fridge. There's a quote, I think it's Confucius. Everyone has two lives, except when you wake up and you realize you only have one. So people come up with excuses not to do what they want to do. People go, well, I'm too young. I'm too young to be a top producer. Oh, I'm too old. I can't really do what this other guy does. Bullshit. Excuse me. Are we going to?
Yeah, we're good.
So what anybody else can do, you can do too, maybe not exactly the same way, but you can reach a similar degree of success if you put your mind to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have heard it. It's all the mindset. And I love that Your story is evident that with a growth mindset, you can definitely make it. Ladies and gentlemen, if this added value to you, please do yourself and do your friend a favor. Share this with somebody. You know, replay this, because I believe that George really shared a lot of wisdom, especially with when it comes to real estate. Now, you must be wondering, hey, I want more of this. I want more of this wisdom. How can I get more information? Well, it's pretty simple. He just said it. He wrote a book, Buying Paradise, Real Estate in Hawaii. All right. The book is out. Do yourself a favor. Get yourself a copy. Read it and build success for your family. Build success for the next generation. All right. Now, George, just before we leave, how can people find you? People that are interested to connect with you, maybe they want to invest, maybe they want mentorship. How can people connect with you?
Well, the best way is probably through the website, which is hawaiiliving.com. I'm out there. I mean, I'm on social media as well, but I don't really spend that much time on there. Through the website, hawaiiliving.com. You can find me there.
hawaiiliving.com. All right, you've heard it, hawaiiliving.com. And look, if you're looking into investing property, you want to retire in Hawaii like I do someday, I'm definitely going to give George a call. I hope that you are definitely going to do that as well. hawaiiliving.com. Go to hawaiiliving.com and hey, I guarantee you, you're definitely going to love what you see. George, thank you so much for taking time to be with us. And I hope we can get you again, because I believe there's so much that you had to share. We just didn't have enough time. But look, we appreciate you. And here we celebrate you. And we acknowledge all the success that you have created. And even with Hawaii Living, I believe that you are going to do bigger things. And the next time we talk, we're going to be discussing how much the team has grown since then. Thank you so much, George.
Thank you. Thank you, Timothy. And it's a pleasure speaking with you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you got this far, then please just leave a like if you're watching on YouTube. Until we meet again next time, take care and I'll see you guys.